Hey guys, how are you doing? This is Alex Rubit. I pray that you are having a great day, and thank you so much for tuning in to this Grace to Your World podcast. What I want to do today is, as we are wrapping up the year 2017, I want to kind of recap much of what we have been talking about in these past few weeks about salvation and sanctification, victory in every area of life. And I really want to focus on today the importance of believing. The importance of believing. You see, the work of every Christian ultimately is to believe. Your work is to believe. And so we want to look at today the power of believing, the power of walking by faith, and what exactly it is we are to believe. Amen. And so I believe that will be a great way to kind of wrap up much of what we've been talking about and wrap up the year 2017 as we head into the year 2018. Some of you guys may have seen the short video I did yesterday about raising our expectations for 2018, because I truly believe God is looking to do some pretty amazing things in and through this ministry and in and through every single one of us. And so I want us to really be receptive and available to that. Amen. And so as we get started today, Father, I thank you for this privilege of getting to teach from your word, Lord. And I thank you for every precious individual who has tuned into this message today, Father. Lord, we thank you for the incorruptible seed that is your word. And we thank you that your word goes forth and it never returns void, Father. It always yields a harvest of manifestation in lives being changed and transformed. And so I offer myself as a vehicle and as an instrument through which your will may be done. None of me, all of you, Lord. And I thank you that revelation knowledge will flow freely, uninterrupted and unhindered by any satanic or demonic force. And Lord, we give you all of the praise, all of the honor, and all of the glory. And it's in the mighty name of Jesus that we pray. And everybody said, Amen. And so what I want to do today, as I said, is talk about the importance of believing, the power of believing. And I want to start off in Mark's Gospel, chapter 9. Mark's Gospel, chapter 9, if you want to turn there, and we'll start off at verse 20. Now, this account here, Mark's Gospel, is basically there was this boy that was demon-possessed, and they brought him to Jesus. And basically, here's what it says. Verse 20 said, "And they brought him unto him, to Jesus, and when they saw him," now this is speaking about the boy, "when they saw him, straightway the spirit tore him. And he fell to the ground and wallowed foaming." Verse 21, "And Jesus asked his father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, of a child." And so he was saying, how long has it been since he had been possessed by this spirit, by this demon? And the father said, since he was a kid. And verse 22, "And oftentimes it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. Now catch this. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us." Now I want us to stop right there. The father said, if thou canst do anything. In other words, he was saying, if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And so here, this father was saying, Lord, if you can do this, have compassion on us. Now catch this important part that he's saying, if you can do this. And so he was trying to have faith. Amen. But he had some doubts. He wasn't really sure if Jesus would be able to do this. And so he said, if thou canst do this, have compassion on us and help us. Now, see, now watch what Jesus said in verse 23. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Now catch how he turns it around. The father said, if thou canst do anything, and the response of Jesus, he was saying, oh, it's not about whether or not I can do this. Oh, I can do it. But it's about whether or not you can believe. And so he said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And so, friends, we want to understand this principle that God always means what he says, and he always says what he means. And so what he said was that all things are possible to him that believeth. He did not say some things or most things. He said all things. And so Jesus is saying, if you can believe. Now, I want us to look at verse 24, and the father, speaking about the father of this child, he said, "And straightway the father of the child cried out, and he said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief." And so a couple of things here. Jesus is saying, it's not a matter of whether or not I can do this. It's a matter of whether or not you can believe that I can do this. And then the Father, in verse 24, said, Lord, I want to believe. Help my unbelief. Now, friends, the beautiful thing is, you know, about this gospel of grace that we are under is that the responsibility ultimately is not upon us. In other words, everything that we are asked to do, catch this now, I want you to really catch this, everything that you're asked to do, grace has already empowered you to do it. And so in other words, if we're struggling with believing in a certain area, it's not a matter of us, you know, working harder to believe. No, you know, what we want to do is we want to say humbly, Lord, I need your help. Help me to believe. Lord, I want to believe for a breakthrough in 2018 in the area of my finances. Lord, help my unbelief. Help me to believe more, Lord. Lord, I really believe that 2018 is the year where I'll be free from sickness, where I'll be completely healed. Help my unbelief, Lord. And so the beautiful thing about grace is that grace functions best in our weakness. And so when we struggle in an area of believing, friends, we don't want to, you know, I'm just going to work harder to believe more. No, you just want to go to the Lord and say, Lord, help me. Help me to believe better. Amen. You get into his word and you seek his help and you realize that he has already given you the faith that you need. In fact, let's look at Romans chapter 12, verse 3. I want us to look at that real quick and then we'll get into the core of today's message. Amen. Romans 12, verse 3. I want to really be sure that we are set up for success and victory in 2018. So Romans 12, verse 3, catch this. For I say, this is the Apostle Paul speaking, for I say through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, to not think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, now catch this, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. And so what I want you to notice here is where your faith comes from. I want you to notice that if you are born again, God has already dealt to you the measure of faith. If you have faith to get born again, in other words, if you have put your faith in Jesus, if Jesus is your Lord, I want you to know that you already have the faith that you need. And so what we want to do is we don't want to try to get more faith. No, friends, what we want to do is we want to begin to develop the faith that we have. Develop the faith that we have. You know, faith is really, in a sense, like a spiritual muscle. Now, just as your physical muscles, you know, when you go to exercise, you're not developing new muscles. You're not growing new muscles, rather, but you are developing the muscles that you already have. And so if you are born again, you already have faith. If you are born again, he's already given you the measure of faith. And so I really like, this translation. A lot of other translations change it to a measure of faith, but it's really the measure of faith. In other words, God has dealt to everyone the measure of faith. He has not given to one person more faith than he has to another person. And the reason it seems like that sometimes is because one person's faith may be more developed than another person's faith. Amen. But God has already given you the faith that you need. And so, friend, what I'm telling you today is that your task is to develop the faith that you have. Remember the words of Jesus. If you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. If you need help, don't be afraid to say, Lord, help my unbelief. Lord, help me to get rid of this unbelief. Lord, help me to develop my muscle of faith. Amen. And so the work of every Christian is to believe. Now, this is important to really understand, especially as it pertains to the sanctification journey. Now, we've been talking a lot about the sanctification journey and the paradox of sanctification, which is really the paradox between our spirit and our soul. If you haven't listened to the previous messages, I recommend you check those out because I go into much more detail in those. But just briefly recapping that when you are born again in your spirit, you're already fully sanctified. Sanctified means you're set apart for God's purposes. Your spirit is already made perfect in Christ. Now your soul, which is your mind, your will, and your emotions, is a work in progress. And so in the soul, sanctification is a journey, and it's the journey of bridging up our soul with our spirit, of getting our mind to align with what's true about us in Christ. This is quite simply the renewing of the mind. And the renewing of the mind is to replace our thoughts with the thoughts of God, and to replace our words with the word of God. Amen. And so in the sanctification journey, what I want to point out today is that the work is really to believe. You know, religion, unfortunately, has oftentimes put it into the minds of people that the work is, you know, to clean up your life. The work is, you know, to straighten up your life. But friends, what I'm saying today is that the work is done in the soul, and the work is to believe. Now, what we want to understand is that our actions will always reflect our belief. Your actions, you can't ever separate your actions from what you believe. Amen? And so if we're not believing right, catch this, we'll never be able to live right. We'll never be able to act right. Now, if we believe right, amen, if we get our beliefs lined up with what's true about us in Christ, catch this, our actions will follow. In other words, when I can believe, Jesus said, if thou canst believe, all things, praise God, are possible to him who believes. Now, if I can believe that I'm the righteousness of God, ultimately, my actions will become righteous, amen? Now, if I can believe that it's by his stripes that I've already been healed, then catch this, healing will manifest in my body. If I can believe that God has set me up for success, that God has a plan and purpose for me in 2018, that God wants to use me for a mighty plan and purpose. Now, if I can get myself to believe that, then catch this, my actions will fall in line with my beliefs. In other words, the way I'm acting, the way I'm speaking, the way I'm engaging with my world will fall in line with that belief, and that will provide the receptivity for God to do a mighty work in our life. Now, turn with me to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Because we want to know, you know, if it's about believing right, we want to know, what are we to believe? Amen. What are you to believe? Check this out. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 says this. He says, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. This is what you already have through the knowledge of him, Jesus, who has called us to glory and virtue. And so, friend, if you are in Christ, you already have all things that pertain unto your life and godliness. And so God has already given you anything you need. And check out the second part of the verse. How did he give it to you? He didn't give it to you because you were good. He didn't give it to you because you earned it or deserved it. No, he gave it to you through the knowledge of Jesus, praise God, who has called every single one of us to glory and virtue. And so in other words, if you are in Christ, if Jesus is the Lord of your life, you already have all things. Let's go over to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Because somebody might say, well, Alex, clearly you're not talking about me because I do not have all things. Amen. Now, I want us to really understand this. Check this out. Ephesians 1, verse 3 says this. He says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us, past tense, with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. And so there's the key. He's given you all things, and he's blessed you with every spiritual blessing. And so to really understand this, and this is about lining up our beliefs with what's true about us in Christ now, to really understand this, we want to understand this principle that God, it says in John's Gospel, chapter 4, verse 24, that God is a spirit. Now, God is a spirit, and what you really are, friend, is a spirit. You're not your soul. You possess a soul. And so since God is a spirit, and we are spirit beings, man is a spirit being, praise God, God deals with us first and foremost in our spirit. This is the big thing that religion oftentimes has missed. God deals with us not according to our body or our soul. He deals with us first and foremost according to our spirit. And so he says he's blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Now, heavenly places is not referring to something that's out there somewhere. No, heavenly places, catch this, friend, is referring to your spiritual position of being in Christ. Anytime you read in Christ, that is referring to your spiritual position as a born-again believer. The Bible teaches that he who is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. And so if you are born again, you have become one spirit with the Lord. And so spiritually speaking, you are in Christ. And now in Christ, he has blessed you, praise God, with every spiritual blessing. Alex, what does that mean? It simply means that the spiritual blessing is the root for the natural blessing. In other words, in order for us to be blessed in the natural, we first have to be blessed in the spiritual. Why? Because the Bible teaches that the things which are seen were made from things which do not appear. Amen? And so in order for you to see God's goodness in the natural world, in the natural realm, in your day-to-day life, you first have to have the blessing in your spirit. Now, to be blessed means to be empowered to prosper, to be blessed with every spiritual blessing, to have all things that pertain unto our life and godliness. Catch this. It means that you have the potential for absolutely everything you need. Friend, that means that in your born-again spirit, you are loaded and coated with potential. In your born-again spirit, you are loaded and coated with the potential for breakthrough, the potential for healing, the potential for prosperity, the potential for peace, the potential for deliverance. Praise God. All of that has been given unto us the very moment we got into Christ, the very moment we made Jesus the Lord of our life. We were unified with Jesus in the spiritual realm. And so that means in the spiritual realm, in our born again spirit, we have all things that pertain unto our life and godliness. Amen. And so I pray that you are catching this. Now, the question, of course, becomes, how do we access what's already in our spirit? How do we make the transfer between what's already in our spirit and between what our day-to-day real life experience is? And friend, this comes back to believing. Jesus said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And so faith makes the transfer. Faith makes the transfer. Faith is, we want to understand what faith is. Faith is not this casual thing the way the world sometimes treats it. No, faith is a very powerful spiritual law. Faith is a spiritual principle that accesses what's already true about us in the spiritual realm. In other words, when you begin to put your faith in the Word of God, when you begin to put your faith in what's true about you in Christ, you are beginning to be receptive for what's true about you in the spiritual realm to become manifest in your natural realm. I pray that you're catching this, because friend, simply put, what I'm saying is this: you're not trying to, by faith, you're not trying to get God to do something. You're not, you know, the purpose of our prayer under the covenant of grace is not to try to get God to bless us. No, our prayer is an acknowledgement in gratitude that God has already blessed us. Our prayer becomes a recognition that what the Word of God says about us is true, praise God. And as we put our faith in the Word, as we put our faith in the Word, Jesus said, all things are possible to him that believeth. Amen. And so I want us to really, as we get into this new year, I want us to really raise our level of expectancy, friends. I want you to know that God is looking to do some powerful things. I believe with all of my heart that 2018 will be a year of acceleration. I believe with all of my heart that God is looking to accelerate things in your life. I believe with all of my heart that 2018 is the year of supernatural breakthrough. In other words, there might be some things in your life that you have been believing for a very long time. Perhaps 2017 was not quite the year of breakthrough that you were hoping it to be. Friend, what I believe God is saying is that he wants you to raise your level of expectancy for 2018. That in 2018, he will be accelerating things in our life. Why? Because he said to Abraham, catch this now, I will bless you and thou shalt be a blessing. And so in other words, God's purpose for blessing us is never for some kind of selfish reason on our part. It is so that we can be an instrument for blessing, for God's blessing in the world. See, God wants to do an amazing thing through his church. Now the church is every single one of you. The church is every single one of us. And so God wants to use every single one of us to be instruments of blessing in our life. He wants you to be able to reach the people in your life, amen. And so in order for you to truly do that, he wants to bless you, amen. And so I truly believe that we will see some mighty breakthroughs in 2018, amen. Now, what I want to wrap this up with today is this truth of faith. When we, you know, when we believe, when we're working in, or when we're operating in faith, what does that look like? You see, a faith is to look to the Word of God and to accept the Word of God as true. Faith is to not look at the natural, is to not look at how we feel in our emotions, but faith is to look at the spiritual. Faith is to look at what's true about us in the Spirit. Again, what's true about us in the Spirit is that we are blessed with every spiritual blessing. What's true about us in the Spirit in Christ is that He's given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Now, catch this, faith will always produce a corresponding action. Let's go over to the book of James, and we'll get ready to close with James chapter 2, verse 22. And I'll be looking at this in the King James and also in the Amplified Bible. The works of faith, I had touched on this before, that, you know, there's this thing called the works of faith. Let me just get over to James real quick here. James chapter 2, verse 22. I pray that this is a blessing to you. Look at verse 22. Here's what he says. And I'll look at it, as I said, in the King James first and then the Amplified. Now, he's talking about Abraham. In fact, I'll start in verse 21, talking about Abraham. He says, was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Now, real quick, sometimes people will read this, and there's been, you know, confusion about, you know, how this lines up with what Paul said. Because Paul, of course, teaches that, you know, we're justified by faith. And justified means to be made right with God. And so sometimes people have read this and said, well, what does he mean by justified by works? Now, I want us to distinguish here between the difference between the works of the law or the works of the flesh and works of faith. You see, this lines up perfectly with what Paul is saying, because James is not talking about the works of the law. James is talking about the works of faith. In other words, we are justified by faith. We're made righteous and right with God by putting our faith in Jesus. Amen. But catch this. Faith, as I said, will always produce a corresponding action. And so your actions, the work of faith, is not to try to get God to do something. No, the work of faith is me acting in a certain way based on what I am believing. Look at verse 22. He says, seest thou how faith wrought with his works, or worked together with his works, and by works was faith made perfect or complete. Now let's look at verse 22 in the Amplified. Again, this is speaking of Abraham, and he says, you see that his faith was cooperating with his works. There it is. His faith was cooperating with his works, and his faith was, I love this, his faith was completed, and it reached its supreme expression when he implemented it or put it into action by good works. And so faith will lead to a corresponding action. And so faith, the works of faith, as I said, and when you're operating in faith, you're never trying to get God to do something through your actions. In other words, you know, I'm trying to get righteous by doing righteous deeds. No, works of faith begins that I'm believing by faith. I believe that I'm righteous in Christ. And since I am the righteousness of God, my actions reflect righteousness. Amen. If I believe that I'm already healed, then my actions will begin to reflect that. And actions includes what we say. I want you to know that making confessions of faith is considered a work of faith. In other words, when you begin to speak out your faith, you're acting in faith. Amen. And so what I want you to really carry away here today is if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. And what are we to believe under the new covenant? That we're blessed with every spiritual blessing, that we have all things pertaining to our life and godliness. And so what you want to do, what I recommend you to do, is in your quiet time with the Lord, as you pray, begin to seek the Lord. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe what you're saying. Lord, I believe I already have all things that pertain to life and godliness. Lord, I believe that by your precious blood, I have everything I need. And now, what does that look like in my life? In other words, you want to begin to inquire, as I believe this, as I'm operating in this belief, in this faith, how does that impact my actions? How do I interact with my world differently? How does my faith change my actions in my day-to-day life. And you realize, you will come to realize that if you are acting in faith, it will lead you to do some things that maybe before, you wouldn't have done. Amen. And so faith produces a corresponding action. Amen. Faith, I love again how, you know, how the Amplified puts it. It's a cooperating, it's your actions are cooperating with your faith, and your faith is made complete, and it reaches its supreme expression when you act on it. Amen. And so friends, as we wrap up this podcast and as we get ready to head into this new year, as I said, I encourage you to really raise your expectations. And I encourage you to really understand this truth. Again, we've been talking a lot about sanctification. You know, that sanctification is not this religious thing. No, sanctification is to line up our thoughts with the Word of God, to line up our words with the Word of God. And catch this, sanctification is the work of believing. In other words, as I'm getting my beliefs to line up with what's true about me in Christ, that is sanctification. And so it involves the soul, and the mind, the will, and the emotions. And as my mind, my will, and my emotions line up with who I am in Christ, you can see this, that obviously the actions of the body will follow. Amen. And so I pray that this is a blessing to you. Friend, I want you to again know that God is looking to do something amazing in your life. I was saying in the brief video that I did yesterday that, you know, we don't want this to just be a slogan, you know, that we hear, you know, God has a great plan and a great purpose for your life. No, I want you to really understand that is the truth, but now God requires our participation. God needs us to participate by believing. He said all things are possible, but here's the deal, all things are possible to him that believeth. And so believe what the Word of God says about you, friend. Believe what God is, believe the promises of God that he has spoken to you. If you haven't seen them come to pass, if it's been a long time, I believe 2018 will be the year of breakthrough. And so once again, I pray that this has been a blessing to you. Thank you so much for checking out this ministry and this website. Again, you can download the audio of this podcast at podomatic.com/graceworld. And I encourage you to subscribe to graceworldfellowship.org. You can subscribe and receive, the free devotionals every single day into your inbox. You can receive these podcasts and teachings into your inbox as well. And if you are blessed by this ministry, feel free to share these videos. Feel free to share these teachings and help us to reach more people with this glorious gospel of grace, this gospel of God's unmerited favor in Christ Jesus. Amen. And so, again, I pray that you be blessed, and I look forward to speaking to you guys again very, very soon. Until next time, be blessed.